The Frames Per Second Podcast.
The people you sent out, they're in trouble.
We don't know if any of this is real.
All I've done is tell you the truth.
You haven't. You're hiding something.
You're listening to another episode of the Frames Per Second Podcast. Yeah, I almost said, is the mic still on? Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Please head over to iTunes and leave us a rating. We are trying to get to 200 ratings on iTunes. So please do us a favor and head over there and drop us a rating real quick. We would really appreciate that. This episode is a recap of the 10th episode of The Walking Dead from season 10, titled Stalker. The writer of this episode is Jim Barnes, and the director was Browan Hughes. And the press release that AMC put out read, "Our group must defend Alexandria from a threatening outside force." So before I get into the actual show, I want to shout out Gregory House underscore 2017, who is starting spoilers threads on the FPS podcast for our Reddit. It's really, really dope, man. And I saw it last week after the show, and I told him to keep it going. So he did another one this week. And so, yeah, you guys go over there and kind of have a discussion. I think right now, while the, you know, subreddit is small, it's a good chance to really get in there and kind of really carve out and define how this thing is going to go.
Spoilers thread, what is that?
Basically, and I can show you. So he put, he started a thread, and it's, shit, I can't do this shit. And basically it's just a place for people to go talk about that episode.
Oh, okay.
So I think there's a way you can put spoilers on it that will give people like an advance warning on going, you know, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
I didn't
blah.
Realize it said spoilers thread and then the title, whatever
yeah.
it was.
Okay. So, but
now,
what I
now I get it.
Yeah, but what I think it does, though, is that once it's marked spoiler or tagged with spoiler, then it doesn't show anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So you actually have to click in it. So it's kind of like this hazy, grayed
oh,
out
dope.
Image or something like that. So,
no, that's super
so
dope.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is, man. So, not yet, but
well, that's all him.
Yeah, that's just him. So he wrote his predictions, and then he came back and wrote, like, I guess his thoughts
oh,
while watching
that's
it.
Really cool.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. So I just want to encourage everybody else, man, if you guys are listening, head over, man, and jump in and have that discussion before we record the episode. And I'm gonna pull some stuff from there in case we didn't recover anything. But yeah, it's really dope. So I really appreciate that. Gregory House underscore 2017. So let's get into it, man. I actually enjoyed this episode, man. I was surprised somewhat with just the overall feel of it. I thought the threat at first, I thought it was a little weird because I was like, what?
I was just gonna say, you're gonna say B and Nick isn't. Oh, well, Nick isn't on this,
yeah. Nick isn't
yeah,
on
yeah, that's
this,
right?
One,
that's
yeah.
right. That's
they
right.
wouldn't know if B was
that's true. Hell. That's true. Oh my god.
Wait, what'd you think? It was cool. It was good. It was good.
That's right. it. You'll hear his ass for the rest of the episode.
Right, yeah. But yeah, B isn't here.
I'll be forgetting his ass is here sometime. And he right there fucking on the end of the table. That's
yeah,
crazy.
So appreciate that. But yeah, I'll stop there though. But yeah, I actually liked this episode. I did. Did you like it? Yeah, in there?
I liked it a lot, man.
Okay.
I liked the moments. I liked the cinematography, especially when he came out the grave and they showed the wide shot of him. Man. Yeah, this shit was dope as shit to me.
Okay.
I was surprised it was the second episode after a premiere, because normally that's kind of like where a lull might be, but nah, this shit was fire to me.
You like it?
Plead
yeah,
the fifth?
Nah,
fifth?
Nah, I ain't gonna plead the fifth this time. Nah, yeah, it was cool, man. It was cool. It was actually cool.
Okay.
I didn't hate the first one. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I ever said that, but yeah, I didn't hate the first one either. It just... I don't know, man. I'm just tired of seeing the walkers. Not the walkers, but
the whispers
at this
yeah.
point. I'm just ready for it to be over. You know what I'm
it's
saying?
It's about to be. Did yeah. you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked this episode. I thought it was good. I thought there
there were certain things we can get into, of course, in a minute, but there were certain things I thought were kind of glaring holes in the story that didn't really make a lot of sense. But just from an aesthetic standpoint, yeah, man, this was a good episode.
All right, well, where y'all want to start, man?
Well, I was just going to say, like, and I think I said this last time.
Asshole. Shit.
I was going to say this last time. I think they really have something with the whole dark element that they add to the shows. Like, because we said that about some of the episodes that kind of had a horror feel to mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like every time they do that, it's always a good episode. Yes. So yeah, and they really did that here. Mm-hmm. They really did that here when he went into the fucking house. Like, it was like a trailer. Where he went
the
to
RV.
The field, the RV.
Yeah,
he went under there to that cave, and then he had the match. I'm like, what's he doing that little ass match? And then it was people in there waiting on him. I was like, well, why?
Which
you
I didn't understand that part in the beginning.
Nah, but
that's where my holes started. I was like,
why?
No pun intended.
At first, it was for me at first until it was somebody waiting with a lantern.
Yeah, so he's waiting in the dark.
I mean, they had them motherfuckers doing all kind of crazy shit.
That, you know, the tunnel thing was one of the only parts of this episode that I didn't like. I thought it was dumb.
Why did you?
Like, they had a tunnel that just coincidentally led to Dante's grave.
Mm-hmm. But think about this, though. Dante had infiltrated that Alexander for however long, so they could have been working on this thing for
a
very
long. No, but I mean, it went to his grave. Dante's dead. So they right. buried Dante,
right.
but it just so happened that the tunnel that the Whisperers dug went straight to Dante's grave. So when Beta is climbing out of the hole, he's climbing out of Dante's grave.
Oh, you're saying, like, how could they know where Dante's grave
was? It
was
just too coincidental. Yeah. It was just, like, too on the nose.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, look, here's this tunnel that they built, yeah. and it just so happens to go to the other Whisperer that was within the group. I just thought that was corny.
And why did they bury him too? Like, why did they bury Dante?
Yeah, they should have just burned him.
Right. Like, why did you get this motherfucker a whole grave site? And he just killed one of your people. Like, why would you?
I don't know.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I didn't think about it until just now. Like, why? Mm-hmm. Yeah, why would you do that?
They probably didn't until this episode. This will fuck.
That don't make
head.
Any sense because you would think they put a little cross on it and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Why? Dante's a bit. Unless I missed something, they did say it was Dante's grave, didn't they?
No, he said it was Dante. Yeah, yeah. At the end of the episode.
And then because Rosita would have kicked that shit over like a motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Why even have that line in there? Like, that solves it all. Just don't have the line in there. And then everything's good.
Right. Just leave that part out. We didn't need to know whose grave it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. That's one of the only parts that I didn't like. There were other things, but, you know, for the most part, you know.
Well, was it when old girl showed up at the gate trying to get in?
No, I was the big forehead girl.
Yeah. Martha?
Mary.
Mary. Mary. Yeah. I get the thing that threw me off was the punch. Because I thought they were, Rosita, when Rosita punched her, that felt a little unnecessary because they just could have just put her in the cell.
They did, but Rosita wanted to get
that
money.
She was fat. She was mad, man. They just killed her love interest.
Well, right. Nah.
She
her baby daddy.
Well, that's what I mean.
But they weren't together no more. She's now with Priest.
Yeah, but she obviously feels some type of way. Like she says, she looks at him and feels like, you know, he's like wondering where he is all the time. Mm. And I think that really affected her.
And she was saying she kept having those dreams too.
Yeah, she was having a recurring dream. She was ready to kill him, man. Mm-hmm. So at the sight of any of them, she's just ready to go off.
Yeah, but that was quite a turn at the end, but nevertheless. Because she had the, prior to that, she had the little dream sequence where she had the little nightmare about
hated
the
that shit. Well, I'm going to tell you why I hated it. I only hated it because they used it in the promotional material. Mm. And I don't like when they put dream sequences in trailers. Like, stop that shit.
Oh, even the killing of the baby? Was that part
of
there?
They had the Whisperer by the crib and then, like, the stabbing motion. I'm like, man.
And the second this episode started, I knew it was a dream sequence.
Yeah.
The second she went in the other room, she turned around and he was there. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
This is a dream.
Yeah, like, her ass by the way.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know because, that whole them getting into the city and stuff. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I just knew there was no way that they were going to let a baby get taken out. So I was like, all right, well,
Here we go.
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to kill the baby. I thought it was just going to be a situation where it'd be some sort of conflict where he doesn't actually kill the baby, but like kind of takes it hostage or something. I don't
know. A different type of scene.
Yeah.
Actually would have been cool.
Yeah.
If they took the baby.
You can hear that too? Mm-hmm. My bad. I couldn't
no,
go
I'm
no
not
further.
I'm talking about the baby. What the hell?
He convicted, man.
So,
yeah,
so I guess maybe having those nightmares, seeing this girl pop up, saying I'm here to help, your friends are in trouble.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess that could explain her emotional reaction to it.
And she's a hothead anyway, remember? Like, she's always the one doing some – well, I guess she's kind of calmed down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But she was the one that got her face cut up because she was bugging out. She's
– if it's a character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I agree.
Did you guys believe what's his name? Gabriel could tell him a motherfucking line or not?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That felt like bullshit
that
to me,
felt like
bro.
Big bullshit.
Really?
He's sookie now?
Yeah.
What kind
of
shit is this?
I mean, the explanation works. He has listened to a lot of confessions.
Yeah, but when you listen to a confession, that's just somebody telling you some shit. How do you ever figure out if they're lying? It's not like they come back later on and be like, hey, priest, remember last week when I said this? I was lying.
I mean,
I felt like y'all at first, but then I was like, all right, maybe he is telling the truth. He just, you know, he feel like he's that attached to the spirit.
Nah, man.
Nah, that's how I took it.
I'm sick of Gabriel. He need to die today.
Really?
I thought he was going to die.
I mean, he had some G moments.
He did.
But I feel like that's them trying to salvage Gabriel because they know that he's been a piece of shit for like 3 seasons.
He has
his moments, though. I thought he had moments.
Not before this episode. Prior to this episode, I've been hated Gabriel.
What about when he killed old boy?
Yeah, when he killed Dante, you didn't.
That was some bitch shit. He was just like,
you did say that.
He walk out all bloody.
I think you
shit.
And I liked that more than they did.
Oh, okay.
He was like a little bitch. He was outside with blood, like he crying and shit.
Man, he's a priest. But, dude, that was gangster. He's a priest.
He ain't a priest no more. This is a zombie apocalypse.
No, he said
man.
It. He said, this ain't no joke. Right. He said, this is for real. He pointed
that shit was shocking as fuck when he did that, man. I was not
when he killed. I totally expected
as
him to
a
kill
priest.
Dante.
The way he did it too.
I did.
I forget how he killed
that's
him.
That's personal.
It was
fucking
man,
prison
it
shanked
was,
him.
Man, it was.
It's like he slit his throat in his sleep. Like that's a crime of passion.
Yeah, it wasn't like a real quick kill. No, he was just like he was
see,
going
that's
crazy.
Why I thought it was some bitch shit because he crying and shit. Rick would have just fucking killed him and walked out. And said,
but we
done,
expect
boy.
That from Rick.
We done, dude.
But we expect that from Rick. We expect that from Gabriel.
I'm
and the
Gabriel.
Turn appears to be permanent because he's still angry.
Yeah,
he's still pissed off. Like, he's saying all kind of shit.
Yeah.
He still can't fight.
At times, didn't somewhat feel believable? What, we're going to cut off fingers and shit
and
like that?
Pull out their teeth and take their fingers.
It feel like he turned into Rye, where he was like, you know what? They are some bitches. Like, that's how I took it. Like, oh, they're a bunch of hoes. Like,
oh, yeah,
Beta
he said,
dope,
yeah, he said that.
They'll break the act. That's what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's what I thought he did sound like me in that moment.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, he sees it too. So, but I thought he was gonna, die when he handed her his hat and they zoomed in on the hat.
Yeah.
I remember you said, like, oh damn, he about to die.
Well, he might still die.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
he's not back yet.
I thought he can't.
Yeah,
oh,
nah, yeah, he did. Remember because
oh, yeah,
they.
Did
yeah,
come
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
Come
yeah
back.
I thought he was about to die. I was like, oh shit, he about to die.
I'd have been cool if he did. He get on my nerves.
I don't know. I'm interested to see where they take him now. You know, being the angry priest, you know, a guy that's out for blood, man, he wants vengeance.
What's he so mad about?
He's talking about God told me to hang you.
That line was dope, though. That line was really dope.
Yeah.
Because he didn't even think about it. The second she said it, she was just like, well, what did God say? Man, bitch, God said to hang your ass. Now what? Say something else.
Yeah,
that line was actually really, really dope. Actually, I might take my shit back. I might want to. I forgot about that line.
Ride with him a little bit.
Yeah,
man.
I forgot about that line.
Bit.
I'm going to ride with him for a little while longer
because
that line was really gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're trying to change him a little bit.
What did you think about the way they shot it with his eye? Being, you can see it half his eye through the cell.
Yeah, I did see that. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Gabriel's? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it was weird because it just I was just like, man, why are they just
focusing on
his
that
eye?
Yeah.
Like,
on the dead eye or the other one?
The dead
one. Eye, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, and when he was talking in the cell, it was like they had half of it cut off and then it was just the gray eye.
Mm-hmm.
Two sides.
Yeah.
Oh,
side
yeah.
Best,
it could have been, like
a two-face.
Mm-hmm. Flip a coin and shit.
Hey, you might be right with this shit. That's crazy.
Daryl versus Alpha, man.
We going there first, or did Beta happen first? Which one happened
Alpha
first?
I think they were happening they were kind of happening simultaneously. Yeah, yeah. So for a minute, I don't know why I didn't think that was Alpha. When I saw her come out, the okay,
she didn't look as thick.
Yeah. So I'm not bugging because when she was when she fell and she was crawling, I'm like, where'd her ass go?
She didn't look as thick.
I wonder if it's like a stunt double. Got the big booty.
Yeah, it could be. Because so.
They don't need her face. Like, I mean, well, apparently they do since y'all noticed. But
I only noticed the booty was gone.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean.
I noticed too. I did notice. I was like, why she ain't as thick? And that's probably what you probably didn't know what it was, but that's what it was, bro. Like, she didn't look as thick.
Yeah.
I noticed the absence of ass, but I thought maybe it was just the way that, you know, it was shot. Like,
probably a double.
Nah, she didn't look as thick. Yeah, that's probably what it was. Double. And,
because, you know, you saw her come out the cave, and I was like, oh, Alpha's there. And, you know, of course, Daryl was tracking them or whatever.
Yeah.
And it just it felt sudden for them two to actually have this fight this early in the second episode. I liked it. I'm glad they did it instead of waiting, which they normally just drag shit out. But yeah, he was just fucking motherfuckers up, man.
Yeah, he was.
See, it wasn't smart, though. That's the only thing I didn't like. This isn't like Daryl. What? Like, this was really not smart at all.
But think about what he's coming off of, though. He was emotional.
I feel like it's the point. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, so it fit what was going
on. That's true, because he was screaming like, "Where are they?" With this thing. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he was just emotional, and it's funny that you felt that way too. I did, but at the moment I realized, okay, it is her. Is when she had the little sawed off shotgun. I was like, okay, it is her.
I knew it was her because she had that same belt buckle. She always has that.
That fake like Gucci
Infinity or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That Gucci belt buckle. So I knew it was her, but I don't know. I thought it was
a spin, though. Like, I thought it was like maybe they dressed somebody up like her as an imposter.
Like they did in Star Wars?
Yeah, like a
fake Padme.
Yeah, like a fake Padme or something. That's what I thought. I was like, wow, it don't seem like she would get caught off guard like that.
Right.
It seemed weird that she would get caught off guard like that. So, yeah.
Well,
at first, I didn't think it was her either. So it was the ass, and then it was just the way she was acting.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wait, that seemed out of character for her.
To get caught off guard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was only Daryl.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, I didn't really have a problem with her getting caught off guard.
It was
like
caught
that.
Off guard, and she looked a little frantic. I don't think I've ever seen her, like, kind of scared. Like, oh, what is going on?
Well, she didn't know where it was coming from.
Right, but I don't think we ever seen her like that.
Because I don't think anybody's ever attacked her.
Wait, she didn't know what was coming.
Remember
from.
When Daryl shot the one whisperer, and he started yelling, so the zombies attacked him, and then she was looking around.
That's
like,
right.
Yeah. She looked frantic, and we've never seen her like that. So that's why I didn't know if it was. That was another reason why I didn't think it was her.
But I don't think we've ever had anybody attack them.
But still, if you think about what Rod is saying, when Carol randomly was about to shoot her ass, she ain't budge.
But she was looking right at Carol.
Yeah, I guess so.
She was tripping out because she didn't know where the arrow came from.
Mm. Yeah, but I'd still be scared.
But it just seemed like
she was like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah,
and then three stooges shit. Like, she got the fuck off.
Yeah.
She got out of there, bro.
No, she didn't even run. She didn't run.
She didn't run. She looked frantic, though.
She didn't take off. She was just like, where is that coming from? And then Daryl, I don't know how the hell he snuck up.
Well, because he was like right behind him. It was, again, some video game shit. Like, he was right behind him. I thought he was going to do like some Metal Gear shit, kill the one guy and pull him off to the side and hide. But nah, then she came out and then looked and his ass was gone again. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was dope how they did that. I don't know how he got
talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, I was already fast forwarded to when he actually attacked.
Right. Yeah.
I got you.
But I was cool with that part. I thought that was interesting. The only thing that was weird to me is how she fucked him up like that,
bro.
Alpha is such a genius.
Nah, she fucked Daryl up.
No, she fucked him up good and nice.
Yeah,
I know she sliced above his eye, which I was like, why don't you just wipe your eye off? Like,
blood in my eye,
dog,
and I can't see.
Just wipe your eye off.
I was thinking the same thing.
What are you doing? But that scene was actually really good.
It was
really good. I had to go watch it again because I was like, the first time I watched it. I couldn't figure out what he had done to her.
It was real quick and
it
close.
It was real quick because he caught her in the neck, and I don't. It's not very clear when you watch it the first time.
Yeah, it's not. I hadn't watched it again, but yeah, I was wondering what did he do to her exactly?
Yeah, he caught her in the neck, and I think he might have caught her
in the side or something.
But she got him like three, four times.
Hell yeah.
It felt like a video game with that blood on the screen and shit.
For sure. It was definitely some GoldenEye shit.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking when I was watching it.
GoldenEye. 007.
007.
Video game. N64. Yeah. 1996. No,
that shit was per second. Nah, that game, boy. Niggas was playing that game.
Hell
that,
yeah.
You had like four player, like shit. I remember that shit. I was in high school when that
I guess the one thing that kind of, and I guess maybe we didn't need to see it, but it seemed like Daryl was really struggling to like run and get away with the knife in his leg. Mm-hmm. And then they went to like a commercial and went to something else and came back. And his ass was in the damn shed hiding. Like, I'm like, how, what?
He was hiding in pain.
I mean, I know, but like, I don't know. Maybe I'm asking for too much and I understand them just leaping ahead. But it seemed like they were about to get him. Next thing you know, he's somewhere safe.
Who seemed like he was about to get him? Like
the zombies. The zombies. Yeah, it seemed like he was surrounded by the zombies on that little riverbank. And then next thing you know, he's in there.
It's safe to assume Daryl can get himself out of those situations by now.
Yeah, I guess
he's been in situations like that before. So
He was fucked up.
Yeah, barely breathing.
Yeah,
couldn't breath was ragged.
But I was like, did she get both legs?
No, he just lost a lot of blood.
Yeah. But
that was after
she may have sliced one, right? She might have sliced one, but she definitely
she had
like,
to have sliced one of his other leg because I understand the knife was stuck in the right leg or the left leg. But why couldn't he just stand up on the right?
But here it is. I was thinking the same thing. Again, I was thinking like y'all, but I'm like, man, this nigga got a whole knife in his leg. I think we're thinking about it like watching TV is like, man, motherfucker, just do the shit.
I think adrenaline would have kicked in.
No, but think about it.
You gonna it hop. Did.
I put myself in that situation. Like, man, if I had a big ass knife in my leg, I'd be crying like a bitch, probably.
No, I'm not talking about the when the zombies came in when she was knocking and the zombies came in and started to attack him. He couldn't get up.
Yeah.
At all.
Right.
He had to like kick the thing to make the fire extinguisher fall.
Man, he had that knife in his leg. And like
get up.
And like Ken just said, this motherfucker had to get all the way to the shed. He probably out of energy.
Maybe he was tired.
Hell yeah.
But Daryl made it back with a fucking knife through his liver. I'm not a knife, an arrow. Remember when he fell down the hill and the arrow went through him?
You think it went through his liver?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like I'm just saying it looked like a flesh wound. It didn't look like it touched any like vital organs.
Man. But he got cut.
I don't.
It matters though. It matters.
Oh, Florence Nightingale.
Come on, man.
Like Doogie Howser. I don't know.
All I'm saying. I had the same thought as you. I had the same thought as you. But then I started thinking about from the time. First, he had to travel to get to wherever the fuck they were.
Yeah.
He had to take out all these motherfuckers. Had to go hand to hand combat with Alpha. Fucking blood in his face, knife in his leg. Travel to the shed. This motherfucker is
he
out of gas.
He still couldn't get up to get the thing off.
Fuck no.
He had enough strength to kick the shit 12 times. Man, bitch, get up.
But Mike, his.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, just get up. What do you want him to do? I'm like, man. I'm like, goddamn. I was thinking the same. I swear to God.
Come on,
I was thinking
man.
The same shit, but I was like, in a realistic world, man, this motherfucker can't get up. Can't get up.
And remember, Alpha cut him a few times in other places too.
She
caught him here.
He was hanging on.
Caught him in his arm.
He was hanging on.
He was in bad shape. But what I was trying to figure out is, it seemed like he was in worse off shape than she was. But she couldn't even move.
Yeah, and see, I didn't realize she was as hurt as she was.
Me?
Oh, I can tell. But
yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. I just didn't realize she was that hurt.
If you watch when they're on the. I guess it was kind of like by a beach or whatever. When
she's picking up the gun.
When he looked over, you could tell she was hurt because
she was
like,
kind of limp and trying to pick up the gun.
Hunched over, trying to pick up the gun and walk away. So you could tell she was.
See again, and I thought it was just a moment.
You gotta watch it twice.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. I just thought it was a moment. Same way how we thinking with Daryl, like, man, wipe that shit off. I thought it was something like that, but then I was like, damn, no, she really hurt. They both like equally hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. I thought that was really dope the way they did that.
I just didn't know that he caught her in the neck until the second time I watched it.
Mm.
Cause at first I was just like, man, you just cut her stomach. She got a little extra there. She good. Like, but yeah, if you watch it again, he cut her somewhere around here. So, and plus you gotta think too. She probably ain't been tested like that.
Yeah, no. Nah,
Daryl's been fucked up plenty of times.
Yeah,
true.
Sure.
She's probably not been cut like that. So that's why she was just like, I'm dead. Right. Thank you. Thank you for making me stronger. She thought it was done.
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah, she man. Did. All right, man. The stalker, man. Let's go back to, Alexandria?
Yeah, man.
This motherfucker came out of that goddamn grave.
Wait, are we going to talk about Lydia? Real quick.
That was happening simultaneously with what he's saying, and Lydia happened later.
Well, I thought you were just gonna cover the whole.
I guess so.
Daryl and
I mean, we could
Alpha part and then go back there.
No, we because you did bring it up.
I mean,
so.
You the man.
Go ahead, Lydia. Go ahead.
It's your show.
So
you do what you. I'm
just here so I won't get fined, man. But I thought she was dreaming. I didn't think that was really Lydia. And that was, I didn't like how they did that at all.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. I think the way they presented it, that she was some heavenly figure and to kill me and this, all this other stuff, it was just like, it would have just been better if she, like, if they started out that way and then brought her back to, like, reality. Like, she can clearly see who she was.
They did, though. That's exactly what happened.
Not fully, though.
No, that's exactly what happened.
She knew who it was, but I guess the effects that they put on Lydia.
It would have been corny. Oh, you said the effects.
Yeah, the effects.
It would have been corny if it actually was like a spirit that she was seeing, but the fact that it actually was her there, it's like, oh, shit, she really was there.
Yeah. I knew that was going to happen.
You said you really?
Did
you?
I swear to God on my life.
You said you knew it was?
When I was sitting I said, Lydia is going to walk in. Because it was the only thing that made sense.
Yeah, okay. And you know what? I asked, like, Naomi. I was like, damn, where is Lydia at? Mm-hmm. And then it happened. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn. I didn't know that was going to happen, but I did ask. It made me think about where Lydia was
but
for some reason.
But you know what they did? They actually kind of foreshadowed it because they were talking about Lydia.
Oh, that's probably why I thought two about guys, it.
Daryl and Alpha.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay, but you lost Lydia, and she got mad.
That's why.
And what did you say?
Yeah.
What'd you say, boy?
She has some motherfucking cold ass lines, though.
Yeah, she did.
Man, whoever's writing Alpha's lines, man.
They're doing a good job.
Yeah, man.
I think she's improvising a little bit, too.
You think so?
Yeah, I think from what I heard about this actress,
I can believe it.
Yeah, I think she improvises a little bit, too.
Man, The Pain Made Me. Mm-hmm. And then there was another one. Shit, man. Yeah, them shits are cold.
Yeah, she's dope.
Yeah.
She's dope. But not all over. I like.
But the fact that she was so angry at what he said that she summoned the strength to get up to go ahead and kill this motherfucker. Only up to a certain point.
Still fell.
She was the one who I was like, man, just stand up and like, you about to go blast him. You got the gun. You ain't got to get like that close. But she was the one I was thinking should have been standing up. Like, you got enough strength to sit up and beat your fucking gun. Just whatever.
Nah, they both was equally hurt.
Yeah.
But damn, I did not. I was trying to figure out how he was going to get, how is Daryl going to get out of this situation? So Lydia didn't even pop in my head until she popped up. And I think because I didn't even think about that, that's why I didn't think it was real.
Yeah, she's the first thing that came in my mind. Because I was, when she said, can you see through the dark? And he said, nah. Right then I was like, oh yeah, here comes Lydia.
Yeah.
But when she showed up, like you, I was like, is this a dream?
Yeah.
That would be dumb. Mm-hmm. But then when they cleared it up, I liked that whole scene of like when she was like, just kill me.
Mm-hmm. Because she was grabbing her hand, trying to stab her. Man, this shit was good.
I thought that was really good.
I was
really
like, oh, they
well
about
done
to finally kill these people off. I really believed it at first. I was like, I did.
You know what? Yeah. I did too. Because I was trying to think, like, I was saying to myself, are they really going to kill Alpha? Don't kill Alpha, because what are we going to do with just Beta ass? Because,
see, I started thinking, like, man, they might kill Alpha, and then because we still got Negan, you know what I'm saying? And maybe he was to take over or whatever. Like, I started thinking, like, they could actually kill her off right now.
I would have hated that.
I understand that. I mean, but I'm just saying, I was just thinking, like, dang, they actually could kill her. That's what made it believable for me personally. And now you got this conflict between Beta and Negan. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, damn, they actually could kill her if they wanted to.
When she was saying, you know, when Alpha was saying, we want you to go lead, or they want you to lead, it's your turn to lead or whatever, I was like, this would actually be interesting if Lydia did kill her and then decide that she's gonna go take over. So a part of me thought that might happen. But then when she started crying, I was like, okay, no.
Yeah.
That's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
She's gonna go save Daryl ass.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. You said what?
I don't know how the hell she did that. Like, Daryl ass was out, could not walk. Lydia picked his ass up and dragged him. His big stinking ass.
Who you think left the note on the wood? Lydia or Daryl?
Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
I don't know. Yeah. That looked like some shit that Daryl would have said.
That's what I was saying. I didn't know who left that note.
Which I can't remember exactly what it said, but it didn't sound like something Lydia would say.
Your way is not the only way.
That's Lydia all day.
Yeah,
because she's seen another way.
Daryl ain't got the strength to
Yeah, you just said Daryl was out cold.
Probably can't spell.
Maybe
either.
He woke up. Yeah, it's fucked up, man. It's fucked up. You probably spell right.
Spell a UR. Shit look like a YouTube comment.
Right. You can spell. He passed right. Those notes back and forth with old girl.
She probably just rolled with it. Because nobody else wanted her little deaf ass. She just rolled whatever the fuck he said. Look, she don't. Well, never mind. Let me leave her alone. She might be dead. So let me leave her alone. Shit.
We'll be back after this quick break.
But yeah, that whole Alpha Daryl thing, I thought that was really, really, really well done.
It was. It actually was.
You know, with it ending with her. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was iffy on those lines. I thought that was a little bit cheesy.
Which one?
She was like, when she's laying on the ground, you know, oh, we are free. Oh. They think they the shit, but they not. We are free.
Oh, yeah.
This is the end of the world.
Yeah.
We are free.
At that point, I was like, man, I'm just ready for these motherfuckers out of here. At that point, I was just like, okay, now. Damn. Like, come on.
Yeah, y'all need to chill out because y'all sound real corny. I know she's fucked up. She's probably delirious a little bit. So I marked it up to that, but it was a little bit cheesy. But then when I watched it the second time, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, maybe I'm kind of feeling this. Maybe I'm kind of feeling these cheesy lines. Because, I mean, they're all obviously all these motherfuckers are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, they're crazy.
But they're just one segment of the world, though.
But I'm saying, like, for them to be cutting off faces and walking around with zombies, you got to lose it.
It's a cult.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
It's a cult. But, like, y'all ain't the end of the world. Like,
she doesn't mean the end of the entire world. She means their world. That's what was so dope, because she was like, Our horde is gonna, what did she say? Our horde is gonna devour them. The screams will be like a song to me.
We'll bathe in their blood.
Yeah, we'll bathe in blood. The first time I was like, man, if you don't get your corny fucking
old fake Martin Luther King ass up out of here.
God damn. Get your ass the fuck out.
But I think
of here.
What makes that dope is you kind of remember what Mary said is that she has a way of twisting your mind. And those lines and those things that she say are the ways that she kind of gets into these people. The fact that she was like, I killed my sister, and I didn't even think about it. I picked Alpha.
True, yeah.
You know, and you know, it's just like, when you think about that, I think of my brother, and we already talked about that. I don't want to revisit that, but that's kind of crazy, man, for her to be able to twist all of those people to put on fucking masks and renounce, like, their whole identity. She couldn't even remember who the fuck she was.
Oh, that was one of my other holes. So when I watched it this time, I really started thinking about it. I was like, you know what? This whisper shit really don't make no sense. Because they got a mask, but Alpha's hands is clean as fuck. Mm. Her clothes ain't dirty. So when these zombies just walk by, how are they not smelling that she's really not?
Maybe they smell the mask. I was thinking that too. I'm sure it's stank as fuck.
No, man. Like, when they did it before, when Rick and Glenn and them, all the guts.
Wet.
All they do is put the mask on.
She yelled at the zombies. You saw her when the zombie yelled in her face?
She didn't yell back.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
She was quiet as fuck.
No, the zombie said,
and she watched it twice. You sure she wasn't yelling back at the zombie? It sounded like she was yelling back, like, R2.
No, I don't think so. Nah.
Is it R also? Okay.
It's quiet.
She didn't have enough energy to yell back.
Yeah, stay you.
Like, he behind the table, right, motherfucker. Right, right. Look, I called you, shit. Right. Acting like the police but show. I called you. Don't fuck
she
up.
Was face to face with the zombie.
True.
Right.
Yeah.
Just not saying shit.
She didn't say shit.
But what they call the whispers, man. Like, why would she say shit?
But at that moment, I was like, that zombie should eat her because there's no way he can't smell her hands. Her hands clean.
But they obviously been around these motherfuckers. They know how to coexist with them.
That's why I don't like it no more. At first, I liked it. Now I'm just like, especially with Beta. Because Ben even got a full mask.
I know.
He just got a little piece of skin.
He got the Batman.
He got a Batman whisper mask.
Got a cowl.
You know what I'm saying? They should have been ate fucking Beta ass.
Oh, shit.
And he got that clean jacket on and everything, the vest.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
They should have made him dirtier. But anyways, I still like that whole
nah,
thing.
Yeah, it still was good.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, that was good.
It still was good.
All right, man, Stalker.
Man, that shit was so good, man.
Yeah, shit was
that dope. Shit was so good, man. Like, the panning when he was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just could see it through the window. It's like, damn, you be like, kill that motherfucker. Oh, he just killed that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. That was
like,
really
oh,
dope.
Oh, my God. It was so dope, man. It was so dope how they did that shit. Like, I was really feeling that. Yeah, me too. I was really feeling that.
and I just really to was. Weaponize like your own their own people, mm-hmm. you know, and just
I was wondering what he was doing at first. Yeah, I was wondering what he was doing.
Yeah, man. I was like, man, this is kind of crazy. And then he just sat there and just waited for the motherfuckers to turn.
I kind of had a – I didn't have a – it was dope, but I was like, how long you sit there, 15 minutes? Like, how long does it take these people to turn
They started
now?
Turning right before the screen panned away. If you watch
– Oh, yeah, yeah the, like okay. the hands started moving and shit?
Nah, there was a dude at the edge of the scene. Mm-hmm. His leg kicked.
That motherfucker sneezed.
That was a bad extra. He's dead.
That's a bad extra.
No, but, I thought it was dope, like when he first showed up, because he climbed out the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I was like, "Nah, that's stupid. Man, why are you climbing out the ground? Like, what is there that you moved to hold the? Like, right. I was like, eh, whatever. But it was it still looked dope. Yeah, but when he went in the house and those two guys,
they were talking like Rod.
But yeah, but he was like, remember Lydia? He was like, me and my friends beat the shit out of her, and she wasn't shit. And then you see him in the background flip the light off. I was like, oh, that's dope. That's dope.
That's some ninja shit.
Because they were saying that.
Yeah,
like,
they were talking about a lot of shit.
They was on some cash shit. They get them by themselves. You can kick their ass.
They said, turn into a gang. Turn into a gang, because they ain't shit. We beat the shit out of Lydia, a little girl.
Yeah,
I don't even remember that guy. I thought.
I don't either.
He must have ran off.
Yeah, all of them were just throwaway. Yeah.
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, he was like, man, yeah, you get them by themselves, they just some pussies or some pops.
Mm, yeah.
And then motherfucker light went out.
He said, who's on? He said, who?
I'm just playing.
The second that light went off, his face. Who? Who? He about to get fucked up, boy.
Yeah. Shit.
I can imagine how fucking terrifying that would be.
Yeah.
That light go off and you turn around, all you see is a shadow.
Big ass shadow.
Yeah. Big ass shadow. Yeah, with two knives.
Man.
And fuck that. I'm just play dead, bro.
Man.
Yeah, man. He was cold. And then, of course, he went in the other house, killed all them motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers trying to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It was like a legit horror movie. And they didn't know what the fuck to do. Mm-hmm. And he chopped all them up. Then he went to get old girl. And man, what did he say? Step towards me?
Step towards me. She said, I ain't scared of you. He said, yes, you are. Step towards me. That shit was dope.
Yeah, man.
That shit was dope.
But she didn't, though.
No,
she
didn't. Yeah.
She was like, nah, you trying to hurt me. She was like, nah, Alpha going to give you a clean death. She was like, nah, the hell she ain't.
Right. Like, all Alpha wants is me in pain. I'm not buying this shit.
Right.
You going to have to drag me out of here.
Mm-mm. It's like when you whoop your kids, Rod, when your kid's about to get a whooping. You're like, come here, get your ass over here.
Right.
Yep. But old girl, man, that came with the little axe thing.
Jesus Christ.
The halberd.
Why she just stabbed that motherfucker in the neck?
Who knows?
I was like, kill this motherfucker. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, why do you think you could take him right now?
And jumped on the back of his neck.
Why is she going there by herself in the fucking first place? With an axe.
Too.
Who the fuck walk around with an axe?
I don't know.
Because she thought it was a different whisper. She know what whisper
is that
it
what
was.
It was?
I'm going to handle it.
Oh, she didn't know it was beta.
She know it was beta. Man.
The second beta said, I was like, oh, she did. She did, because I watch him in subtitles. And the subtitles pop up before the voice.
Oh,
the second that shit said sigh, I said, oh, her ass dead. Her ass dead as fuck. And he just smacked the axe.
Nah, man.
You know you a fucking gangster when you pimp slap an axe.
Man.
What the fuck? She should have dropped that shit and ran.
Yeah.
Or just stayed on the ground. She jumped up, got on his back. He pulled off the back and spun his ass around like a helicopter.
That's crazy.
You know what? He picked her up and slammed her into the bar and then just dropped. That reminds me of, like, my favorite Friday the 13th scene ever.
Jason
in the sleeping bag. That chick is asleep. And she wasn't asleep. I'm sorry. She woke up and he zipped her up in the sleeping bag and he banged her into a tree. That was my favorite shit. That's just what the fuck Alpha or Beta did.
Yeah,
he picked her up. And slam, she said, ooh. I don't know if she's dead.
She dead,
oh, she
bro.
Dead.
She might not be. I can see her popping back up later on.
Oh, she gonna pop back up.
She probably, well, nah. I mean, I can see her showing back up later in the wheelchair or something. But
yeah. I thought I heard her neck.
I don't think she's dead.
The same power, she dead.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think she's dead. Yeah, I don't think she's dead.
I think if they were going to, because she's been around for a long time.
She's a savior, right?
She's a savior.
I was thinking she was a highwayman. She's a savior.
No, she's a savior.
You're right.
So I feel like if they were going to kill her, they would have made it very, very clear that they killed her. I think they just fucked her up. Because what's going to happen is it'll make sense for her to feel bad later on and be like, I failed or some shit. Mm-hmm. You know, she ain't dead.
But she going to show up with her whole head bandaged.
She going to look like Glenn after the bat that hit his ass. Could her eye popped out and shit. Oh,
but yeah.
In a wheelchair, I'm telling you. There ain't no way she's walking after he Shouldn't slammed be. Her into that fucking.
Right. Her vertebrae off.
I'll be surprised if we see her again.
I think spina bifida or something. Yeah. Ain't no way in hell.
But you know what? The other part I like when he was when he went in the house, you know, after Judith came to the rescue, it was like in here, how silent it was.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like it was quiet as mm-hmm. hell.
That's like when I saw that, I was like, "Oh shit, Judith about to kill him." That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I thought Judith was about to kill him.
No,
that's what I thought.
I knew she was gonna shoot him.
Oh, that I thought she was about to kill him. I was like, is she about to
Yeah, I didn't think she was.
If Judith killed Beta, I would have been fucking livid.
I could kind of see that, like a David and Goliath type shit. It could happen.
I thought that's what they were going to do.
But hell no. I'm just, not that Rod said it, I'm like, I could see that. But I didn't think she was going to kill him.
I know you would have been pissed.
Fucking pissed. Because I would have been pissed just like when that little kid shot fucking Omar in The Wire.
Oh, yeah.
Because it would have been equal to that. I would have been fucking pissed if Judith's little bitch, well, I don't call her bitch, Judith's little punk ass.
Oh, I'll just call him punk.
Him. Yeah, punk ass
I mean,
bitch.
You know.
Just lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, you know. Did y'all notice RJ?
I did see him in the back. I wanted him
did
to say
him
something.
Did you see him grinning?
He was not grinning,
yes,
man.
Yes, he was. And you know what? I recorded it on my phone, but it's too dark. You can't see it. Watch it again. His little goofy ass. After she
just
shot
him. Shoot him. He gonna kill her.
Right
after she shot him, the door opens, and you see fucking stupid-ass RJ in the background. He's grinning. What the fuck are you happy about?
I might just be looking for moments to go on.
Yeah. I fucking hate him.
Man.
Oh, are you trying to find it? I'm telling you.
It's going to be tough to find.
How?
I don't know.
You know right where it happens? How's it going to be tough to find?
What, you got AMC.com? Like, you going to log in?
Okay. That's funny.
Either way, I was really hoping, because Judith ran first. I was like, ooh, please grab RJ and smash his brain.
Oh, God.
Please kill RJ. But he got away.
It was still Black History Month.
Goofy sort ass. Of. No, it's not.
But you said you knew he was going to get shot?
Yeah, I knew it was going to happen. Like, that's a very, very common horror trope for the villain to be walking by the door and then a bullet comes through the door. I knew that was going to happen. Mm. I just didn't know they were going to run the whole, I got a bulletproof vest on.
Yeah, that felt a little whack.
I'd have been cooler if she really did shoot him and he was just such a gangster. He was just like, man.
And he got wounded like Alpha wounded. Got wounded.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Her arms would have been broke as fuck with that gun, man. She had Rick's gun. Didn't she? Didn't she have that big?
Not much of a kick on those kind of guns.
Man,
and Judith the truth, man.
She is dope, but that's powerful.
RJ didn't go with
Michonne.
Michonne?
Michonne?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Michonne went by herself.
Mm-hmm.
She went solo? Like, solo?
Yeah, strictly by herself.
With Virgil. Or, that's his name, right? Virgil?
Oh, with that guy, the black guy. She went with the black guy. The one that was on the island. The one that was, like,
sabotaging shit.
Mm-mm. You remember the dude that they saw in the library and all that shit? It was a black guy.
Vaguely. You know, because today, literally, when I was driving up here, I was thinking, I was like, where is Michonne? That I remembered she left on that boat.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I was thinking she went with a woman.
No, the dude he was on another island or something with his family and all that.
Right. Said they had a bunch of guns. Oh, you found it? Mm-hmm. See, y'all about to apologize. I'm telling you.
What?
I mean, we didn't say
you were wrong.
Watch. Oh, you missed it.
No, you missed it.
It's right when the door opens.
No, it's too dark. Oh, when the door opens.
Right when the door opens. Right after she shoots.
Why can't you be looking for this?
See?
No, he is for real.
He's grinning.
Let me see. I got to see this shit. Pause that
shit. They need to fire him. He's the worst kid actor in the fucking world.
But you're the only motherfucker that notices.
He show up 2 frames per episode.
He got a smirk on his face.
He's got a smirk. He's like, ooh, is he dead?
Is it? I got to play it in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It went back like 15 seconds.
It's after the shot?
Yeah.
It's right here. Watch. Watch. Here it comes. Fucking goofy ass.
Oh, this thing was blocking it. Hold on, I gotta play. I gotta run it back.
Yeah, and then just move the mouse out of the way.
Why wouldn't they reshoot that?
Cause I mean, do you really want to? Yeah, I mean, it's some stuff is like
he probably thought it was cool, man.
We're not about to shoot this whole scene for RJ ass.
They was like, we only got one door, so we can't shoot this motherfucker.
That is
again.
Very true too.
I mean, they could just reopen the door. Look at him.
Oh, hell yeah, he grinning. Yeah. See, he think it's hide and go seek.
I ain't never
with
seen
his stupid
anybody.
Ass.
They probably
is
did
really
tell
dead?
Him that though.
Is he really dead?
Damn, that is crazy.
I'm surprised y'all didn't notice that shit.
I spotted him, but I didn't.
That's the first thing I saw.
I
was like, why is he grinning? Just like when I told y'all when, what was it that happened? Like the bombs went off or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was grinning then too?
I remember that. I remember actually seeing that.
Oh my God, I hate RJ.
That is funny.
Get on my fucking nerves, man.
Is that the same kid though?
Yeah, it's the same kid. It's the same goofy ass little kid.
We need
him. Fire
him, man.
But what almost worried me was when Rosita fought Beta. Now that was some bullshit.
That was the only part of this episode that I really did not like.
She keeps getting real close to dying, and I'm like, okay, here it is.
But she's fighting Beta, bro.
Yeah.
Like she shouldn't be able to fuck him.
That's
up.
What I'm saying. I was waiting for her to die.
I
was like,
I see what you're saying.
I'm just like, all right, here it goes.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
She kind of like Sonya Blade a little bit.
Man.
She sliced this motherfucker like right
I think
here.
She could fight. I thought she could fight.
She about this
she survived this long.
But yeah, but we haven't really seen her do anything like this.
I don't know, man. She survived this long by being able to fight.
She survived this long because she had Abe.
She
was never
guns.
By herself. And she had guns.
It's just like
she showed up with a knife.
Yeah, it's just like the scene with Pusey doing all those extra moves.
But we've seen her like with all these episodes, though.
But not all
we've
these extra
never seen
moves.
Her fight
though.
Like that. Think about it.
Yeah, Rosita. Hand
Rosita
to hand?
Doesn't fight. Like
I mean, she
that.
Fought that that Whisperer dude, but
what Whisperer dude?
The one.
Oh,
wasn't he in there with the baby or something like that?
I just thought we've always known her to be able to handle herself. Yeah,
you're right.
But yeah, but that was
also bullshit. I feel like
I remember her fighting a walker.
Or was it? Oh, it was Dante. It was
Dante.
Yeah,
it was
Dante.
Dante. Yeah, she fought Dante.
But
nah.
Yeah,
no, she fought him before. No. Yeah, yeah.
She did.
Oh, you're right.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
You're
she
right.
Did. Yeah. So I guess she you're did right. show some hand-to-hand combat skills there, but I don't know, man.
Not
this
like
is
like
motherfucking
Beta, though.
Beta, bro.
I get
right. Yeah. A Arrow could barely handle
right.
Beta.
Yeah,
but
it's exactly.
Showed up with. I don't know what the hell she had in her hand because it was too dark. I couldn't tell if it was a sword or an axe or something.
Some bullshit.
But. Come on, man.
But he was hurt by that point, though, right? I mean, I know he had the vest, but that shit still.
Oh, no. It drew blood. Yeah, he was fucked up. But I think that was my issue. It was like, because it felt like it felt like they were about to kill this motherfucker.
No, I know. It did feel like they was about to kill him.
Beta?
Yeah.
I didn't get that vibe. I did.
I didn't get that vibe.
I did. When he came in that house, I was like, oh, shit. Are they going to really have Judith kill him? Mm-hmm. And when he got shot and he still was trying to find his way out, I was like, man, they actually made. I feel like they did a good job, and I know y'all disagree, but I personally feel like they did a good job with thinking that Beta was gonna die and that Alpha was gonna die.
I thought Alpha was gonna die. I never
had any moment thought Beta was. You thought he was gonna get out of this like alive?
Because he seemed superhuman.
I thought they were gonna capture him at some point. Hmm. Like when she put that thing to his neck, mm-hmm. I thought that was gonna be a wrap. Mm. They were just gonna capture him.
Oh, I didn't think it
when
at that
he
point.
Whooped her ass.
I thought I knew she was about to get his ass. I knew she was about to whoop. I knew he was about to whoop her ass.
I didn't know until the sigh.
Sigh,
man. I
when
knew
the sigh happened. I was like, okay.
But you know
I was
what?
Like, if she don't stab this motherfucker, she about to get the business.
she did.
I think in the past they probably would have did something whack like that.
What?
You know, battle axe to the neck, this motherfucker go in the cage, and then he's captured.
Okay.
These new writers, if there are any new writers, mm-hmm. maybe they're doing something a little bit different,
right.
where they're playing with it, where you guys think differently, but Rod and I, like, we have two
mm-hmm.
different reactions to it.
Yeah.
We were thinking that he was gonna get killed, mm-hmm. and y'all were thinking like, nah.
Not at all.
Never.
No, I thought he might have gotten captured like at the very end when he like shot the shotgun at him, but he only got one eye, so his aim ain't all
that.
That's
what I'm saying.
Right.
So
right. He shot all. Him.
So yeah. When he got shot, because it was a lot of close encounters, right? Judith shot him. He fell. We didn't know he had a bulletproof vest on. The Mary chick had
but we,
a, had
we
a
saw
knife
him,
or something like that. She looked like she was about to give him.
We saw him fall like 10 stories though. You remember?
And I do remember.
Got
that.
Up from that like it wasn't shit.
Yeah, I know.
It would have just been. It'd have been really trash to me if they killed him this way.
But it was just three close encounters. Mm-hmm. It was
what's
just
the
like,
three? The shot.
The shot. Then, Mary had.
No, Mary had the knife.
Oh,
to
herself.
Yeah.
To herself.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Because I was asking myself, how is he going to get out of this situation?
Right.
You know,
yeah, and I was wondering that too.
But Mary was the one that did it. Like when she was like, "You step to me now," something like, "Yeah."
I only thought the only one I thought that was gonna die. I thought that Rosita was gonna die.
That was ready.
I thought that he was gonna kill her, and then that was gonna push Priest all the way over the edge, and because he has to protect Coco. by himself.
Yeah. He should have killed her.
He should have killed her. That would have been dope.
Yeah, we need to. Like, I mean, there were stakes, but we didn't really lose anybody important. You know what I mean?
We really didn't.
It was just dope scenes.
Yeah. But it would have been cool if we saw, like, a big character get taken out. Mm-hmm. But he just sliced her arms up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. And then he, like, what, hit her in the throat or some shit? And she just fell. I wasn't really feeling that. Mm. That was the only part of this episode I really didn't like. Mm. I was like, come on, man. Rosita fighting fucking Beta now?
Right.
Come on. Get out of here.
This big ass motherfucker.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, it didn't make sense, but then they were walking on the path, and them motherfuckers came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Them dead woods, bro. Mm-hmm. Beta got the fuck off.
I thought Gamma set him up. That was another close encounter.
Yeah, that was another one.
Yeah, but...
Dimp. Eric is right. It wasn't really that close.
Motherfucker.
It should have been.
No depth perception.
Right, nothing. Lucky he didn't shoot fucking Gamma.
You got a whole shotgun, and this motherfucker 7'6".
Right. None of that spray hit him. None of it. He only shot once.
Hell yeah, man. Shit was
stupid
crazy.
And I felt for Mary because she was on the ground. And she looked up, and he over there fucking pointing the gun. I'm like, man, that's the last thing you want is this motherfucker pointing the gun. Because he might try to, like, do some scary shit and, like, shoot beside you and really fuck you up.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I thought she had set him up at first. I thought she set Beta up at first before they had the gun on her.
Yeah, I didn't think that. Because she didn't know anything about where Gabriel and them were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. But I thought that part was actually kind of cool where he realized, like, when they were out there and they were talking to those scouts, and then they had to put all of it together to realize, okay, the scouts must have had knives to their throats, so that's why they told them the Horde was coming. I thought that whole plan, like, whoever wrote this episode, I think the details that they laid out for all of these plans was really, 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 really dope.
Yeah. Definitely.
And he was like, well, they're not out here, and, oh, they're at home. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, we fucked up.
Yeah, Jim Barnes was the writer.
Jim Barnes, he did a good job. Yeah. They need to keep him around.
For sure.
Because this was a good one.
Nah, yeah, it was. It absolutely was.
And the trailer for the next one looks fucking good, too.
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't see the trailer for the other one.
It looks hot, like we were talking. It's actually going to be a fight.
Hmm. Yeah. They always do that, though. It always looks like it's going to be a fight, so I never fall for that shit anymore.
I mean, it's going to be a fight. It just might be one-sided. I guess that's the worst case
scenario. I'll be wondering if it's going to actually be the next episode and it'd be something down the line type of thing.
Nah,
I think it's the next episode.
They've never done that. Where they say next on Walking Dead, and they show some shit from like four episodes down the line.
No, not four episodes down the line, but the perception of the remaining season of the Walking Dead,
that type of shit.
The only thing that might lean towards that is that I'm now realizing that in the next episode they show Daryl running out.
I was just thinking,
swinging that thing, and I'm
swinging
like,
the mace.
Yeah. How's he able to do that right
How
now?
How the hell you got a bionic leg? How the hell this happened? So, but it's still the next episode. Maybe it's just gonna be like, okay, this is happening 3 weeks from.
Nah, they don't do that.
A little
though.
Time skip.
Well, they don't do that until the next season.
No, they do that sometimes. Where they'll just be like, if nothing major happened in the, nothing that would majorly happen in between that episode and the next one, they'll be like, okay, it's been like a week. I can't see this being like, okay, it's been 2 days and Daryl out there running around.
They mentioned some event, and I think it was Rosita talking. She was like, two days ago. It was Dante. And I was like, 2 days ago.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying, like, they don't skip that far that often, unless it's going from season to season.
It's not often, but I can see him doing a week. I can see him doing a week.
A week. I can see that, I guess.
They got to, man.
Yeah, because if Daryl can't be out here swinging a mace, running around, he still got a big hole in his leg.
Yeah, and they gotta let give Alpha time to heal and shit like that. So yeah,
well, she wasn't even in this one in the trailer I saw. Mm-hmm. It looked like she just sent a horde. Or
when is Michonne gonna show up?
So she can leave again.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they gonna save her for the movies.
Mm. Well, that's it. So I'm gonna read what Gregory wrote. Get y'all thoughts on this. He said,
"Who was Gregory?"
Gregory House. That's the guy on Reddit from earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he said, I think Thora Birch Gamma is MVP of this episode, but Samantha Morton show how good an actress she is in that scene. And he's talking about the overall. So I guess the scene he was talking about was Lydia and her kill me, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think, like, as far as his comments on her, Thora Birch being the MVP?
Mm-mm. No. I mean, I think it was
I guess it was cool because we didn't hear her be super vulnerable, but I mean, they barely give her lines anyway. Like, I mean, she had to confess that she killed her sister and all that, but I wasn't crazy impressed.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. If y'all had to give one, who would you give it to?
MVP? I don't even know if I would.
Like, there's a stand.
I guess Alpha.
Shit, Beta.
Oh, well. Well, I was thinking acting. Beta ain't do no acting. Okay. He just, you know, did some cool shit. Acting wise, I say Alpha, but character wise, I say Beta. Yeah, that was some dope ass shit.
Yeah, Forehead didn't really do that much to me.
I don't agree with that as well.
She's a great actress.
No, yeah, I was gonna say cool. that. I mean, in the sense of like, she had the most speaking parts in this episode, so she got a chance to spread her wings with that, I guess. Cause she showed emotion in the prison when she was talking about her sister.
She had tears from both eyes, right?
Yeah, that was really good acting chops right there. And then I don't know, just her demeanor, like it's she sells that character, like somebody that's conflicted and somebody that was tricked and you know really ready to switch over to the other side. And I don't know, the way she talked with Lydia seemed very natural. Mm-hmm. Not Lydia, but Judith when she was in there. I don't know
about that part. I'm about fucking tired of Judith.
She's the therapist of the show.
Oh, yeah, man. I was like, why are you here talking to a prisoner?
She the local therapist.
Yeah, hanging out at the jail.
That's what she does. She
Rosita should have fucking grabbed her up by her fucking neck.
It helped humanize Gamma a little bit.
She needs to cut this shit out.
And that's why Rosita dapped her up at the end. She did.
Oh, you're talking about.
Yeah, when they left to go back.
Mary, yeah.
Dapped up Gamma.
So I'm
Rosita.
Rosita.
Yeah, she did. She said it the
I'm telling you,
right,
she be throwing her accent only on certain things. That and Coco.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't call it MVP, but yeah, she did stand out as far as acting. Action performance goes to Beta all day.
Yeah,
But yeah, as far as acting, I mean, she stood out, but I wouldn't say MVP, you know what I'm saying? That's a little strong words. I mean, because we've seen so many strong performances from Alpha and
I thought Alpha was really good.
Yeah,
even when she was talking, even her fight scenes. She just stands out. But
what you say, boy?
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Say it again. Say it again.
I forgot about that one.
Go ahead, say it again.
Like, you know a woman, man, when she call you boy.
Yeah, boy.
Put that W in it.
What you said, boy?
Like, oh, shit. Darryl in trouble now, bro.
I bet you won't say it again. I bet you won't.
Yeah, she's killing that character.
Yeah, man. Yeah, she is.
I mean, I could do with them, and you could just throw away the rest of the fucking whisper.
I mean, they ain't got no names. They're worthless, really. Mm-hmm.
They are, man.
That's going to do it for
That's
us,
all he
man.
Said?
Oh, well, he said a lot. He recapped. The episode, we kind of went through most of the stuff that he discussed, but that was the one that stood out, like just his overall thoughts of who stood out to him, you know, in this episode. But a lot of things that we questioned, he definitely had those same observations. Go participate in the spoilers thread, man. Leave your comments. I'm reading them on the episode, so we appreciate all that. And I love all the information about the writer, the director, all the other stuff. That stuff is extremely valuable.
Oh, they're putting that stuff in there?
Yeah, he did. He put that in there too, man.
Well, God
damn. When he started, yeah. It was really dope just to have that information handy.
For sure.
Yeah,
appreciate you, Greg.
Yeah, man. So we appreciate it, bro. So that's going to do it for us this week. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.